Fox in W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital it says was a cover for Hamas commanders and fighters. More from the BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
It's been a day of fear and despair at Gaza's main hospitals. Israeli forces are in the nearby streets. My children, a woman cries as the wounded and the terrified race into Shifa Hospital after an explosion this morning. Inside, the staff are at breaking point.
Israeli officials say more than 100,000 people have moved from north to south Gaza since yesterday. The military says it extended a pause to 6 hours to help them. But many people are calling for more than just a pause. Here's correspondent Cammie McCormick.
An open letter calling on the Biden administration to demand an immediate ceasefire has now been signed by more than 1,000 officials in the U.S. Agency for International Development. They're concerned about the growing number of civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House has rebuffed calls for a ceasefire, and the State Department says only that it's a trying time for our workforce.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet during the Asia-Pacific conference next week in San Francisco. China expert Gordon Chang says the Gaza war will likely come up, but
Beijing has made it very clear that it is supporting Iran and it is supporting Hamas. And I don't think there's anything that the Biden administration can say that is going to convince the Chinese to back off.
Investigators are looking for whoever sent fentanyl-laced letters to elections officials in several states, including Oregon and Georgia. Domestic terror expert Randy Blazek says it's a sign that security needs to be tight for the 2024 elections.
What we may be seeing is sort of a warm-up. Kind of a trial run to seeing how to disrupt elections in the future.
A big-time college football scandal has just gotten bigger, with an undefeated coach now on the sidelines. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended 3 games, so that means for the rest of the regular season, after the Big Ten found the school was in violation of carrying out in-person scouting of its opponents for several years, which the conference says gave Michigan an unfair competitive advantage that compromised the integrity of competition.
The Grammy nominations are out. Here, CBS's Dania Bacchus.
SZA leads the pack with 9 nominations, including Record Song and Album of the Year. Her blockbuster compilation, SOS, only her second album, is also up for Best Progressive R&B Album.
The Grammys air February 4th on CBS. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 391 points. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup, with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com. You are
listening to The Shah. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital it says was a cover for Hamas commanders and fighters. More from the BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
It's been a day of fear and despair at Gaza's main hospitals. Israeli forces are in the nearby streets. My children, a woman cries as the wounded and the terrified race into Shifa Hospital after an explosion this morning. Inside, the staff are at breaking point.
Israeli officials say more than 100,000 people have moved from north to south Gaza since yesterday. The military says it extended a pause to 6 hours to help them. But many people are calling for more than just a pause. Here's correspondent Cammie McCormick.
An open letter calling on the Biden administration to demand an immediate ceasefire has now been signed by more than 1,000 officials in the U.S. Agency for International Development. They're concerned about the growing number of civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House has rebuffed calls for a ceasefire, and the State Department says only that it's a trying time for our workforce.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet during the Asia-Pacific conference next week in San Francisco. China expert Gordon Chang says the Gaza war will likely come up, but
Beijing has made it very clear that it is supporting Iran and it is supporting Hamas. And I don't think there's anything that the Biden administration can say that is going to convince the Chinese to back off.
Investigators are looking for whoever sent fentanyl-laced letters to elections officials in several states, including Oregon and Georgia. Domestic terror expert Randy Blazek says it's a sign that security needs to be tight for the 2024 elections.
What we may be seeing is sort of a warm-up, kind of a trial run to seeing how to disrupt elections in the future.
A big-time college football scandal has just gotten bigger, with an undefeated coach now on the sidelines. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended 3 games, so that means for the rest of the regular season, after the Big Ten found the school was in violation of carrying out in-person scouting of its opponents for several years, which the conference says gave Michigan an unfair competitive advantage that compromised the integrity of competition.
The Grammy nomination are out. Here's CBS's Dania Bacchus.
SZA leads the pack with 9 nominations, including Record, Song, and Album of the Year. Her blockbuster compilation, SOS, only her second album, is also up for Best Progressive R&B Album.
The Grammys air February 4th on CBS. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 391 points. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup, with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital it says was a cover for Hamas commanders and fighters. More from the BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem.
It's been a day of fear and despair at Gaza's main hospitals. Israeli forces are in the nearby streets. My children, a woman cries as the wounded and the terrified race into Shifa Hospital after an explosion this morning. Inside, the staff are at breaking point.
Israeli officials say more than 100,000 people have moved from north to south Gaza since yesterday. The military says it extended a pause to 6 hours to help them. But many people are calling for more than just a pause. Here's correspondent Cammie McCormick.
An open letter calling on the Biden administration to demand an immediate ceasefire has now been signed by more than 1,000 officials in the U.S. Agency for International Development. They're concerned about the growing number of civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House has rebuffed calls for a ceasefire, and the State Department says only that it's a trying time for our workforce.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet during the Asia-Pacific conference next week in San Francisco. China expert Gordon Chang says the Gaza war will likely come up, but
Beijing has made it very clear that it is supporting Iran and it is supporting Hamas. And I don't think there's anything that the Biden administration can say that is going to convince the Chinese to back off.
Investigators are looking for whoever sent fentanyl-laced letters to elections officials in several states, including Oregon and Georgia. Domestic terror expert Randy Blazek says it's a sign that security needs to be tight for the 2024 elections.
What we may be seeing is sort of a warm-up, kind of a trial run to seeing how to disrupt.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The Friday Night Live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Hollywood Actors Union Board approves a tentative deal that ended its strike. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
In a sign-stealing scandal, the Big Ten Conference bans Jim Harbaugh. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was suspended 3 games, so that means for the rest of the regular season, after the Big Ten found the school was in violation of carrying out in-person scouting of its opponents for several years, which the conference says gave Michigan an unfair competitive advantage that compromised the integrity of competition.
It's audio from Gaza and Israel's war on Hamas that some might find disturbing. CBS's Deborah Patta.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at al-Shifa thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
The Gaza Health Ministry reports over 10,800 deaths. A spokesman for Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs tells CBS News that the death toll from last month's Hamas attacks have been revised down to 1,200 from more than 1,400. CBS's Jim Krasula reports a suspect in the U.S. Capitol attack surrenders to police in New Jersey.
Gregory Yetman had been on the run since he fled his central New Jersey home when FBI agents showed up Wednesday morning. The 47-year-old former New Jersey National Guardsman faces a long list of charges, including assault, stemming from the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. He's accused of firing pepper spray at protesters and police officers. He has denied any wrongdoing.
Grammy nominations are announced, and SZA leads the way with 9, including Record Album and Song of the Year. Phoebe Bridgers and Victoria Monet closely followed with 7 nominations apiece. The 2024 Grammy